If you see a landmark in your city light up orange tonight, parents are hoping you'll take a moment to think about a condition you've likely never heard of until now. It's called Fragile X. The genetic condition is the most commonly inherited cause of intellectual disability, and advocates are trying to raise its profile to improve screening and support. Dr. Cynthia Roberts is a geneticist. Her son Daniel has Fragile X, and she joins us on the program. Cynthia, welcome.
Thanks for inviting me, Patricia.
Just let's start with the basics. What is Fragile X?
A Fragile X is caused by a gene on the X chromosome. More males than females are affected because women carry two X chromosomes, so one can balance one out. Nevertheless, both sexes are affected. As you said, it's the most common cause of intellectual disability. Individuals generally have a moderate degree of intellectual handicap. They are slow to reach milestones in childhood. Many suffer from epilepsy and also extreme anxiety. There's a lot of similarities with autism, so many people will think it's autism, but it's not. It's more affected than autism.
And your son Daniel is now in his 20s. How significant is the impact on him?
Daniel's quite significantly affected. He's one of the worst that I have seen, both in my career and in the Fragile X community. He's essentially non-verbal. Whilst he has some words, he doesn't communicate with words. He can't work. He attends a day program. He has quite significant difficulty with his epilepsy as well as anxiety. So he struggles day to day, and he will never be able to live on his own. He'll always have to have supported living.
And what's the range of disability a child is likely to grow up with if they have Fragile X? Because it's a real wide range, isn't it?
It's a very wide range. We certainly see some people who can work in some capacity in the community, and yet we have people like Daniel who will never be able to work. Some children manage with support in regular schools. Daniel attended a special school. But generally what you will see early in childhood is a delay to reach milestones, delay in walking, sitting and so on, and then that just seems to compound. However, having said that, individuals with Fragile X do keep learning throughout their life.
So how does Fragile X get passed on then?
As I said, it's on the X chromosome, and the gene is one which grows in size when it's passed through the mother. So I carry that Fragile X gene, but I'm not affected. It grew when I passed it on to Daniel, so he is affected. There is some effect on carriers of Fragile X, though, such as premature menopause, some anxiety, and so on. So we're not completely out of the woods if you're a carrier. And there's also a syndrome called FXTAS, which is an ataxia tremor, similar to, but not the same as Parkinson's, which can affect carriers in later life.
So from next year, parents will be able to get screened essentially for Fragile X to see if they carry the condition. How big a change is that?
That's a massive change. There has been a molecular genetic test for more than 30 years in Australia, but only available if individuals show some of the symptoms of Fragile X, such as intellectual disability. So people don't know that they're carriers of the disease, and I, even as a geneticist, did not know that I was a carrier of the syndrome. So for people planning pregnancy, to be able to screen for the gene and know they're a carrier, they can then take a look at their reproductive options.
How much more support is needed for screening and for families with Fragile X children?
Well, the screening is immensely important. You know, we know that we have new families diagnosed every year simply because they don't know they're carriers. There is a lot of help with the NDIS, but certainly we find that in the community, people just simply don't know what it is. And there was a stage when Daniel was small where people could be quite judgmental about his meltdowns, for instance. You know, that you see the child melting down in the supermarket and people judge your parenting skills. Mm,
they do.
Yes. So a bit of support and knowing that a child is having difficulties, it's not just bad behaviour. So by trying to raise awareness in the community, we're hoping that, that people will become used to the term Fragile X syndrome and then we'll be able to explain what those difficulties are.
Dr. Roberts, thank you so much for being our guest this morning. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for your time.
Dr. Cynthia Roberts is a geneticist and her son Daniel has Fragile X. And tonight some big Australian landmarks will be lit up orange to raise awareness of this condition, Fragile X.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.